You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Browns Nation. Know you're enjoying this prelude with us to your Independence Weekend celebration. We want to remind all of you the new Browns Nike Summer Collection just arrived. Make sure you stop into the team shop. Dog and I are going to do that. We got to get our gear together. Team shop, downtown Cleveland, of course, at First Energy Stadium. They're open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Yep, so good to have all of you with us. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regei. We're in for Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura, who are continuing some time away before the Browns get set to roll onto the football fields here in Berea on July 26th. Let us go right to our Ohio Business Machines hotline and welcome in a lady who has long been on the Cleveland Browns scene, one of the top beat writers in the NFL, Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Happy 4th of July weekend, Mary Kay Cabot. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Terrific.
Good, good, good. How you doing?
First of all, what do you and the family have all set up, and what kind of great food you're going to get whipped up, Mary Kay, for the 4th?
Well, you can imagine the kind of cook I am with the hours I keep with the Browns. So it's whatever my husband's making on the grill. But no, I've got three teenagers now. So yes, be afraid. Mm. We'll have some fun this weekend.
Sounds good. That's terrific. Mary Kay, let's start with, only because I brought it up earlier. Again, here we are on the July 3rd and still no resolution for the Browns with regard to what might or might not be with Josh Gordon. Mary Kay, earlier in the show I brought up a Brandon Browner and his situation last year with threatening to sue the National Football League and trying to figure out, well, now how many actual missteps, strikes against does he have? And his was reduced to 4 games for going into this year. It was supposed to be a year long. Do you think that this has anything to do with where the league might be in Josh Gordon's case? And are you surprised it continues to linger?
You know, I am surprised that we haven't had a resolution on this yet. There's no question about it. And the only thing that I can surmise is that they are still gathering evidence and that Josh Gordon's side must feel that they have some compelling argument to get this thing reduced because, he has failed enough tests or he has violated the substance abuse policy enough that this should be an indefinite ban, that minimum 1 year ban. So I'm sure the attorneys are working very, very hard to get that reduced. In the case of Brandon Browner, there were some issues with previous tests that had been taken when he was in the Canadian Football League. And, that's why he was able to get his reduced. Now, Josh, some people wonder, do his college tests count against him? And they do not. Anything that he's tested positive for has been since he's been in the NFL.
Excuse me, I almost choked there. Mary Kay, I was going to say, I think we all agree, the league, it doesn't take them this long to know what they want to do. I personally think, and I would love to hear your opinion on this, you're a lot closer to the situation than I am, but a year ban, I don't think, I think maybe they want to do that, but they're not going to do that. I don't even think they're going to give him, I think it's going to be somewhere between 4 and 8 games. I think he'll definitely get suspended, but I think it'll be somewhere between that 4 and 8 games. I mean, your gut feeling, where do you see this? How many games do you see it, or do you have a feeling on it?
You know, I really don't have a feeling on it because each new case that comes down, I look at it and I try to think, well, you know, how will this impact what's going to happen with Josh? I can only, for the Browns and for Josh, hope that it is something less than the minimum 1 year ban. And here's why. I really believe that if Josh is away from the team for one full year and he's back in Houston with, all of his friends from, that he grew up with and those kind of things, I think it will be increasingly difficult for him to stay clean and to get back with the Cleveland Browns and petition Roger Goodell to come back after that year. So even if he is banned for only 8 games, he still has to be away from the team for that period of time, which is kind of dangerous. But here's hoping for everyone that it is less than 1 year.
Yeah, Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay, I was talking about that earlier, and doesn't it seem, and maybe not just with Josh, but in so many cases around the NFL, when Josh is here with the football family in season and being told and seeing how vital he is to success here, he's fine. There's virtually no missteps. Everything is off season for him.
Well, it certainly helps. And what happened last year is that he became very close to his receivers coach, Scott Turner, North's son, and he really felt good about having Norv and Rob Chudzinski here. They surrounded him with a very good support system, and he came to trust them. He doesn't trust people very easily, but he really did trust them, and they did a phenomenal job with him. And then, of course, they were all wiped out when the season was over. They had been planning on checking in with him regularly and making sure he was doing what he needed to do. And I think he was a little lost when they all got let go. He hadn't gotten a chance to get to know Kyle Shanahan yet or Mike Pettine, so he just didn't have that trust level. And then I saw him at the Super Bowl, and he was having a grand old time. I mean, he was out doing the whole media tour, the media blitz. He had just come back from the Pro Bowl. And I think he really got kind of caught up in the hoopla of it all, which is completely understandable in a situation like that coming off the year that he had. But I think when you put all of those things together, it was a recipe for going off track for Josh.
Mary Kay, I said earlier, I don't know if you were listening, but I said earlier, at some point, Josh has got to take responsibility for Josh. I know he knows this. I mean, he's let his teammates down. He's let himself down. He's let his family down. And obviously he can't be on the field or whatever the suspension is. I mean, that amount of games. But don't you agree at some point, though, Josh got to take responsibility for Josh?
Yes, I absolutely do. And he has even said that himself many times. He has said, you know, it's not up to the Browns to babysit me. You know, I have to do the right thing. But, you know, I follow him on Instagram and Twitter, and I just yesterday on Instagram or the day before, you know, he was saying, I've got to get out of Miami. So here he was over the past, you know, couple of weeks, probably hanging out in South Beach. And
right.
So I still think that he's putting himself in situations that don't lend themselves to a long and productive NFL career. And I find that incredibly unfortunate because I've said this many times before. To me, it's like watching a football version of, like, LeBron James. I feel like he's one of those guys that, you know, we can be all witnesses if he stays in the game.
Wow. I agree with you. I mean, that talent, I sit there and watch him and watch him separate from some of the defensive backs, and it's just amazing to me the talent that this guy's had. Mary Kay, switching the gears here. Hoyer, Manziel. How do you see this thing coming out?
Well, first of all, you know, let me say that, you know, when I see Johnny, you know, smiling for the cameras with Floyd Mayweather and Tyga and Tyrese hanging out at Justin Bieber's house, you know, and then I think of Brian, he's probably here somewhere in North Olmsted, maybe taking the kids to the pool today after probably working out. And I'm thinking, not really sure how this one's going to go, but I do think that that Johnny needs to dial it back. I really think that, and Hanford, you know this as well as anyone, young guys, when they come into the game and they have been stars where they've played before in college, they don't realize what it takes to be great. And I've heard even guys like Joe Hayden over the past couple of years say, you know what, when I first came in, you know, T.J. Ward has said the same thing. I thought, you know, I could just get by on my talent. And I realized, you know, that I had to work round the clock and study film and become a student of the game. I don't think Johnny realizes yet what that playbook really is all about and just how difficult it's going to be.
He kind of alluded to that as well, too, I think last week during the NFL Rookie Symposium. We're delighted to have Mary Kay Cabot with us, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Browns beat writer, and, of course, at Cleveland.com. All right, Mary Kay, something that I've been thinking about, it seems to me over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I want your thoughts on this. I'll pose it as a question. Does it seem to you like some of the sentiment has swung from after Johnny was drafted in the first round by the Browns it seemed like it was this groundswell of overwhelming support. Manziel is going to be the quarterback of this football team right now. Are you starting to get the sense that a lot of that with Browns fans has shifted, and now with time to think about it, and maybe some of because of what Manziel has decided to do away from football, that sentiment has changed, and maybe more Browns fans, after thinking, feel like Brian Hoyer might be the better way to go to start this football season?
You know, overwhelmingly, and I've been very surprised about this, everywhere I go, whether it's out to dinner or to Target or wherever I am, people seem to want Brian Hoyer to start this football season. And I've been very surprised about that. I really did think that the town would be all abuzz and all excited about Johnny. And to a certain extent, I think, you know, people are excited about it. But for most people, it seems to be, you know, they're excited about Johnny for maybe next year or the year after that. Right now, I still think most people are in Brian Hoyer's corner.
Yeah. I feel the exact same way, and I'm trying to be straight down, and I've just noticed it in trying to take the temperature of Browns fans. I have felt a palpable swing go to Hoyer over the course of the last 3 weeks or a month. Mary Kay, we really appreciate your time. Certainly hope you do have a terrific Independence weekend, and make the teenage kids do a little grilling too. Why not? I mean, they watch Dad, so they should be able to come up with something special for you.
You're right. It's time, Michael. We're going to get right on that.
Yeah, that's real good. Mary Kay, great stuff. Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you real soon and talking again real soon, too.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye. That's Mary Kay Cabot. Mom's going to get right on that. Get those teenage kids on that. How about that?
Make them cook something. All they want to do is eat. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, we're still looking for more. We got a few here on Twitter, by the way. Some more recipes from you. Some more dishes. Some more, whether it's your smoke or your grill, what you got going for this weekend. We still got time to get those in. We also have Mailbag Thursday. Hashtag your tweets. Hashtag mailbag, okay? You do that, that'll alert producer Jason Gibbs to include you and get right on that. And there also is coming up, Gibbs, am I right? Do we not have fact or fiction rolling forth on this edition of, yeah, it's there, okay. We got everything happening. Don't move. A lot coming up. Hanford Dixon, Michael Regei in for the guys. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Right back with you.